Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
Recently, I was thinking about the differences between my experiences in full gospel circles 50 years ago, which that would be, add 14 years, that'd be 64 years ago. And today, he said, between 50 years ago and today, talking about comparing it to the time he lived in. Says, as I compared full gospel believers then and now, I realized there wasn't nearly as much sickness among spirit-filled Christians 50 years ago as there is today. I remembered the great manifestations of the Holy Spirit we used to experience in our meetings. The move of the Holy Ghost was also much greater and in more consistent demonstration back then than it is today. As I was thinking about this, the Spirit of God said to my spirit, yes, and the consecration of my people was greater too. Let that soak in. Whether we choose to consecrate ourselves to obey God or choose not to obey God, it affects every other area of our lives as well. Notice what the Spirit of God said to him. The Spirit of God said to my spirit, yes, the consecration of my people was greater too. So it shows me, by the Holy Ghost speaking to Dad Hagin, Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, the more I consecrate myself, the more the glory of God that I'm going to have in my life. The more the powers of darkness are going to be driven out of my life. The more of the Holy Ghost that I'm going to have in my life. So should we consecrate and dedicate ourselves? Yes. Another thing he said, and I'm just skipping through it. Ministers need to teach about consecration so people's heart will be stirred to surrender everything to God and to consecrate themselves wholly to follow God's plan for their lives. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm preaching about it tonight. He said we need to do that.
Amen.
Just skipping over a few things here. I'm not going to read it all to you because I don't want you to pass out on me. But anyway, here we go. The Lord began dealing with me about going out into the field ministry. He said that was a cup I didn't want to drink. He was pastoring at the time. Said I had a wife and two children to support, and I didn't want to leave the security of pastoring. I had pastored 12 of my 15 years of ministry. For me, going out into field ministry was a big step of faith into the unknown. I want you to know that I prayed more than once asking the Lord to let that cup pass from me. I spent 2 years praying about it. I talked to God every day about it. But finally, he got to the point that he decided that he was going to do the will of God regardless of what come. And in 1949, he took a major step of faith and went out into the field ministry. Another thing that you need to know is so important to make a quality decision once and for all to go all out for God and follow his plan for your life. That decision would be an anchor to your soul to keep you in God's perfect will when the devil tries to bring his best temptations into your life to distract and deter you from the plan of God. You see, the devil will bid high for you. He'll use his best temptations to try to keep you from obeying God. If you've never really fully surrendered everything to the Lord, you stand in danger of being persuaded by the devil's temptations to pursue your own will and fleshly inclinations and desires and lose out on God's best for you. Well, let's present it here on a level that we can all understand it. If they're offering you a position on American Idol, and they're saying you're going to be the next idol, and everybody's going to bow down and worship you, and you're going to get these contracts for millions and 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 millions, maybe even get to a billion. Rock stars today, you know, they know how to make that money in dollars around the world. And they offered you all of those things, but God was tugging on your spirit. Said, I didn't want you to go that way. I want you to preach my gospel. And the way that I'm going to send you, there may not be millions of dollars right out there for you right away. In fact, it may be a rocky path. It may be that you're going to have to sacrifice. It may be that you're going to have to do without a little bit. It may be that you're going to have to get tough. It may be that you're not going to have the fame, the glitter, the glamour, and the glory. That you're not going to have the bodyguards and the TV cameras and all the limos and the helicopters and the jet airplanes flying you around everywhere. What is your choice?
I'm going with American Idol. I'll serve the Lord when I get through.
I'm here to tell you, I believe that's what happened to many of the rock stars of old. I believe that Elvis Presley was a man called by God, and I believe that's why he had such a charisma that he was able to rock the world.
Right, absolutely, Brother
Ray. Rock the world. I believe he learned to sing in a Pentecostal church, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
So you're not going to even know. But he chose to go down that road, and his life ended prematurely because of his lack of consecration. Are you knocking Elvis? No, I'm not knocking him. I heard his stepbrother preach. I heard his stepbrother talk about the things that he believed that Elvis was supposed to be doing instead of going out there. But the devil offers him anything. He offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the world if he had bowed down and worshiped him. But Jesus decided, I'm going with the Father God, because I know in the end, none of this is going to amount to nothing but a pile of dust. And when it's nothing but a pile of dust, I don't want to be, that's all I've got. I want to lock my life into something eternal. I want to lock my life into something that I know I cannot fail. And I'm not going to accept or sell out to what the devil says. I'm going with God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Y'all running now? Here we go. We're talking about consecration. I'll tell you, if you want the glory, you got to consecrate your life. If you want the gifts, you got to consecrate your life. Give your life completely and totally unto the Lord. Everybody's getting quiet. You can smile now. Breathe, take a breath. The youth are looking. But anyway, the adults too, well, they used to get in skin. But anyway, and I don't normally do all this, believe it or not. Believers who follow God's way may not always be able to see very far down the path. And that's what I was just referring to. Because following God is a step-by-step walk of faith and obedience. But despite the difficulties, I'm here to tell you, if you want it easy, and if you want the easy way out, if you want the way that anybody can go, and you don't have to be strong, and stand up with some gumption in yourself, you signed up at the wrong place.
Right. That's right.
I'm smiling. Because the enemy's going to try to bring discouragement. I'd like to preach to you and tell you, you're never going to have a test and trial when you receive Jesus Christ. But what I've discovered in my life is I never knew the devil existed till I got saved. The moment I got saved, I had marvelous opportunities to deny him, the Lord, and turn my back on him and go out to the world. He tried to put the pressure on, but every time God brought me out, and he'll do the same thing for you. We may not always be able to see very far down the path, because following God is a step-by-step walk of faith and obedience. But despite the difficulties that lie on the path of obedience, such a great future in the Lord awaits those who choose to walk in God's ways. Your path will grow brighter and brighter if you'll follow the Lord, and many other lives will be influenced for Jesus because of your obedience. For you see, it is on the path of obedience where God reveals His glory and your strength is renewed day by day. And when you finish your course and meet Jesus face to face, how glad will you be that you obeyed God? Each of us will experience many crossroads in our lives, some more crucial than others. At each crossroad, we must renew our commitment to do the Lord's will, not our own. That's why we must pray the prayer of consecration over and over in our walk with the Lord and dedicate ourselves to fully obey Him and His Word. Consecrate yourself wholly unto the Lord. Even though in your own natural mind you want to follow your own plans and desires, consider yourself by faith to be dead to carnal inclinations. I want you to do something with me while you're sitting right there. I want you to repeat this out loud. I have prayed over this, knelt down and prayed. But there's a prayer on this book on page 60. And I just want us to pray it and make a confession out of it. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Say this. Say it to let your heart agree with it. Say it boldly. Say, Lord, I present myself unto you. May your will be done in my life. May I never forget that I have surrendered all I am to you.
I commit myself
to be one whom you can use.
Consecrated and separated unto your purposes.
I'll pay the price by denying the flesh.
If you call me in the nighttime,
I'll get on my knees and pray.
If I'm never seen of men,
and if I always work behind the scenes,
still I will be faithful.
I lay aside all personal ambition.
I'll be one who walks in the Spirit
and in your perfect will.
In Jesus'
name,
your will shall be wrought in my heart,
in my life,
and in my ministry.
I declare that
in Jesus'
name.
I believe it, don't you?
That's a prayer of consecration and dedication. The Holy Ghost is being poured out.
We have entered into the last days.
But the reason that we haven't seen more and more of the manifestations of God's power, I believe, is because we can look right into the Bible.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 17, and I believe that we can understand some things.
There's a consecration that God is looking for. There's a dedication that God is looking for today.
He's looking for someone that he can trust.
And it's not that he don't want to give it to you. In fact, I like what Brother Hagin used to say. God will bless you on credit if you'll just promise him that you're going to do right.
So if you come tonight looking for a loan, this is a lending institution.
God will bless you on credit if you'll just promise him you're going to do right.
It matters not how big and bad you messed it up in times past, but just make a decision that you're going to do right.
But I know this, if we're going to have the power of God, and certainly the power of God's available.
There has been so much praying, there has been a lot of praying, and I'm not belittling the prayer, but there's people praying all over the world. There's people praying in this nation, and certainly not to the degree, the numbers to the degree that we would like to see, but still there's a great number of people praying.
But I'm here to tell you, it only takes one person to get serious with God, and things can change.
But if we're going to have God's glory, I believe it's available right now.
I believe that we're in a time for the glory of God because we're in the last great revival.
Remember, we entered into the last great revival May 14th, 1948.
Hey, Brother Jeremy. I just saw him sitting over there.
Glory to God. I thought I was having a vision, but there he was. Amen.
Glory to God. May 14th, 1948, we entered into the last great revival when Israel became a nation again after not having been a nation for about 1,800 years or so, that God restored them back. And one of the greatest witnesses and signs that we have entered into the last great revival, the last of the last days, is when Israel became a nation again.
When they became a nation, it was a sign on the calendar and clock of God that Jesus Christ is about to come soon.
But also it's a sign that this must wrap up quickly.
And God has been dealing with people's hearts.
God has been dealing with your spirits.
Now your head may not be able to figure it all out, but every now and then the Holy Ghost has been saying something to your spirit like, don't do that, come and pray. Don't do that, spend time in the Word. Don't go there, come to spend time with me.
The Holy Ghost has been wooing you and calling you and calling me, saying, come and spend time with me.
Why? He's searching. His eyes run to and out, to and fro throughout the earth, looking for someone that he can show that his heart's perfect toward him so he can show himself strong in their behalf.
And that's where we're at right now, ladies and gentlemen. But why are we seeing more of God's glory?
I believe it's because of a dedication factor that we need to reverence and consecrate ourselves and dedicate ourselves more to God.
And remember, I'm not just talking to you because you're going to get this CD for your friend.
So you want me to preach this real good, don't you?
I mean, just tell the truth.
But in Matthew chapter 17, Verse number 14, he says, when they were come to the multitude, there came to him, speaking of Jesus, a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.